Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. Today, I'm going to feature a story about the rain. But first, let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News.
We can do that. Matter of fact, let me do that. If you want local, national, and international livestock industry news, Tri-State Livestock News has it. If you're looking for auction reports or award-winning columnists' viewpoints, they have that. They also have special interest sections. They have classifieds. They have sale updates. They have the latest stories. If you want, you can go to tsln.com even and subscribe. So that's what you need to do. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You know, Ron Jeffries and his crew up there at Rapid City and the Black Hills Stock Show are getting everything ready for their annual event. It's going to be a great one, January 31st through February the 8th. I'm just going to tell you, go to blackhillsstockshow.com. You can find the events, all the different information there. Something new, a Bullfighters Only on February 1st. Ian Munsick concert on February 7th with special guest Colby Acuff. And, of course, the Ranch Rodeo Western Art Show and Sale and much, much more. Go to blackhillsstockshow.com for event list and details on tickets as well.
I am set today with a proverb and another presidential quote in honor of inauguration coming up Monday.
I'm going to do the rain, so you go first.
All right. We'll start off with the presidential quote. Now, I've been saying I have presidential quotes, but really, Chris Beckby of Valentine, Nebraska put these together for me. This is a Theodore Roosevelt quote. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. Again, Theodore Roosevelt in his Citizenship in a Republic speech delivered in Paris, France in April 1910. That's in honor of the inauguration coming up on Monday.
And this is simply called The Rain. I do not know the author. It was not included with this piece, and I don't have the person that sent it to me either, so I'm just going to do it for you. It was a busy morning about 8:30 when an elderly gentleman in his 80s arrived to have stitches removed from his thumb. He said that he was in a hurry, as he had an appointment at 9 a.m. I took his vital signs and had him take a seat, knowing it would be over an hour before someone would be able to see him. I saw him looking at his watch and decided, since I was not busy with another patient, I would evaluate his wound. On exam, it was well healed, so I talked to one of the doctors, got the needed supplies to remove his sutures and redress his wound. While taking care of his wound, I asked him if he had another doctor's appointment this morning, as he was in such a hurry. The gentleman told me no, that he needed to go to the nursing home to eat breakfast with his wife. I inquired as to her health. He told me that she had been there for a while and that she was a victim of Alzheimer's disease. As we talked, I asked if she would be upset if he was a bit late. He replied that she no longer knew who he was, that she had not recognized him in 5 years now. I was surprised and asked him, "And you still go every morning, even though she doesn't know who you are?" He smiled as he patted my hand and said, "She doesn't know me, but I still know who she is." I had to hold back the tears as he left. I had goosebumps on my arm and thought, that is the kind of love I want in my life. True love is neither physical nor romantic. True love is an acceptance of all that is, has been, will be, and will not be. The happiest people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything they have. Again, author unknown, but I thought I would share that with you today on The Good Stuff.
Wow. Thank you. Here's an Irish proverb. Continual cheerfulness is a sign of wisdom.
Good job.
Okay. All right. You want some odd facts?
Might as well.
Why don't we share them with everybody? How about the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes?
A goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds. A dime has 118 ridges around the edge. And I know goldfish. I know some people like that.
Oh, like the goldfish? John Lennon's first girlfriend was named Thelma Pickles.
Really? You can't make that up.
Nope.
It's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open.
I think we talked about that not very long ago.
I think we tried that one time.
Yeah. Okay, now this, I just happened to know that the information is incorrect, so I did correct it. The microwave was invented by a researcher who walked by a radar tube and, it says a chocolate bar melted in his pocket. And common lore says it's a chocolate bar, but really it was a nut cluster.
Oh, wow. It's still a candy bar.
Well, there you go.
And that's the good stuff.